All right, so have you ever felt like your home is kind of working against you? Like no matter how much you clean or organize, something just feels off. We're going to explore whether feng shui could be the answer.
Interesting.
You send over this article that breaks down the basics, and I'm already intrigued by this idea that even small tweaks to our surroundings can actually shift the energy of our whole space.
Absolutely. So it's not about magic, it's about intentionality. So feng shui at its core is a Chinese practice that helps us harmonize the energy or qi within a space for optimal well-being. So imagine it like creating an energy map of your home to identify areas that need a little boost.
Okay, so I'm visualizing a map right now. How do we actually read this energy map?
So that's where the Bagua map comes in.
Okay.
And it's a key tool in feng shui. And it divides any space,
Okay.
your home office, even a single room,
Okay.
into nine zones.
Nine zones.
Yes.
Wow.
Each zone connects to a specific area of your life,
Okay.
like wealth, relationships, or health, and is also linked to
Yeah.
one of the five
Okay,
elements:
the five elements.
wood,
Okay.
fire, earth, metal, and water.
Got it. So if I'm feeling stuck in my career, I could look at the career zone on the Bagua map and see which element is associated with it, and then use that element in my decor to give it a boost.
You're catching on quickly. So,
Okay.
for example,
Yeah.
let's say your career zone
Okay.
falls in the north sector of your home office.
Okay.
The north is associated with the water element,
Water.
which represents wisdom and flow.
Okay.
So, incorporating elements of water, like a small fountain or artwork featuring Holming blues and blacks,
Okay.
could enhance that energy.
I'm already seeing how this could get really interesting. But before we go full feng shui makeover, let's break down these five elements a bit more. I'm picturing lots of plants for wood, but what about the others?
Each element has unique characteristics
Yeah.
that we can use to enhance specific areas of our lives.
Oh, interesting.
So wood, as you mentioned,
Yeah.
symbolizes growth and new beginnings. And so we think of
Okay.
wooden furniture, tall leafy plants,
Okay.
vertical shapes, and the colors green and brown.
Okay.
And you typically use these in areas where
Yeah.
you want to encourage expansion, like a
Okay.
home office
Okay.
or a child's playroom.
So if I'm feeling creatively blocked, maybe I need to bring more wood energy into my art studio. That's.
Exactly. Now, fire
Yeah.
is all about passion and energy.
Okay.
It's associated with the colors red, orange,
Okay.
and bright yellow,
All right.
and it's represented by things like candles, fireplaces, and triangular shapes.
Interesting.
Fire energy is great
Yeah.
for boosting enthusiasm and motivation,
Okay.
so you might want to use it sparingly
Right.
in a bedroom
Yeah.
if you're looking to create a restful space.
That makes sense. I'm guessing the kitchen where we cook and gather is a good place for fire
It
energies.
got it. And
Yeah,
now
that's
earth is all about stability
okay.
and grounding. It's represented by square shapes, earthy tones like beige and brown,
Right.
and natural materials like pottery and crystals.
Okay.
Think of it as the element of balance and nourishment.
Right.
You might want to incorporate earth elements
Yeah.
in areas where you want to create a sense of calm
Yeah.
and stability, like a bedroom or
Yeah.
a meditation space.
Okay, I'm loving these practical tips.
Good.
What about metal? It seems like the most, well, hard element.
Hard element. I see what you mean. Well, metal represents clarity, precision, and efficiency.
Interesting.
So think of things like metal sculptures,
Okay.
round shapes, white and gray colors,
Great.
and even the crispness of a decluttered space. So metal energy is great
Okay.
for areas where you need focus and mental acuity,
Yeah.
like an office or a study
So
area.
if I'm procrastinating on a big project, maybe I need to clear the clutter from my desk and add a sleek metal desk lamp to sharpen my focus.
That's the idea.
Okay.
And finally, we have water,
Water.
which symbolizes flow, wisdom, and intuition. And we represent it with wavy shapes,
Okay.
the colors black and blue,
All
and
right.
things like fountains, aquariums, and
Okay.
reflective surfaces.
Okay.
Water is all about going with the flow
Right.
and trusting your instincts.
Yeah.
So you might incorporate it in areas where you need to tap into your creativity or intuition,
Right.
like an art studio or a meditation corner.
This is making me see my house in a whole new light.
Good.
I'm already thinking about which areas could use a little elemental boost.
I like it.
But,
it's great.
Yeah.
Remember, it's not just about randomly placing objects.
Right.
It's about understanding the deeper meaning behind each element and how it interacts with the specific area of your life represented on the Bagua map.
All right. So we've got our map, our elements, and now I'm dying to know more about those intriguing animal symbols.
Right.
You mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
How do they fit into all of this?
So this is where we dive
okay.
a little deeper into the wisdom of Feng Shui.
All right.
Each of the nine zones on the Bagua map is associated with a trigram, which is basically a three-line symbol that represents a fundamental principle of nature.
Interesting.
And each trigram also has a corresponding animal and specific characteristics that influence the energy of that zone.
Okay, you've officially piqued my curiosity.
Good.
Can you give us an example of how this works in practice?
Let's look at the southeast sector of your home, which is connected to wealth and abundance.
Interesting.
This area is represented by the Yusun Trigram.
Yusun Trigram, okay.
Whose associated animal is the dragon.
The dragon.
Yes.
Wow.
The dragon symbolizes power, prosperity, and good fortune in Feng Shui.
So if I want to attract more abundance, I should be placing dragon statues all over my southeast corner.
It's not quite that literal.
Okay.
While a dragon statue could certainly be a powerful symbol.
Yeah.
We also want to think about the energy of the dragon and how we can represent that in other ways.
Okay, so how do we do that?
So dragons are often associated with movement and growth.
Right.
So tall, healthy plants in this area could symbolize upward momentum and increasing wealth.
Plants are definitely easier to find than a giant dragon statue.
That's true.
But I am curious, what are some other interesting trigram animals?
Okay, so the northwest sector of your home is associated with helpful people and travel.
All right.
And the Qiantan trigram governs this area.
Qiantan.
And its animal is heaven, which is represented by the horse.
The horse.
The horse symbolizes freedom, movement, and expansion.
Interesting.
So incorporating its energy in this area could invite support from mentors or open doors to new opportunities.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
So each animal represents a different energy that we can tap into to enhance specific areas of our lives.
Precisely.
Okay.
But there's much more to explore here.
Right.
In the next segment, we'll delve deeper into the trigrams and their symbolism.
Okay.
And we'll start to connect the dots between all these elements to give you some practical tips you can actually use.
I can't wait.
Right.
I'm already feeling inspired to rearrange my furniture and maybe adopt a pet dragon.
We'll see about that.
But before I go full Feng Shui frenzy, let's take a quick pause and come back, ready to transform our spaces into havens of positive energy.
Sounds good.
All right, so we've got our Bagua map, and we're starting to understand the energy of the five elements.
Right.
Plus, we've gotten a taste of how these animal symbols connected to the trigrams add another layer of meaning to this whole system.
Yes.
I'm ready to start applying all this.
Okay.
Where should we focus our energy first?
Well, considering you've sent over an article specifically about using Feng Shui to improve sleep quality.
Right.
Let's shift our focus to the bedroom.
Okay.
After all, it's where we spend a third of our lives.
That's true.
And it's the foundation for our well-being.
Perfect. I'm all for creating a sanctuary of sleep.
Good.
So where do we begin when Feng Shui-ing our bedrooms?
The most important piece of furniture in your bedroom, from a Feng Shui perspective, is the bed.
Okay.
Its placement, as you might imagine, significantly impacts the energy flow.
I'm picturing a specific spot in my bedroom already.
Uh-huh.
But tell me, what exactly should we aim for when positioning the bed?
Ideally, you want your bed against a solid wall with a clear view of the door, but not directly in line with it.
Okay.
This is called the commanding position.
Right.
And it's all about feeling grounded and secure, yet still in control of your space.
I've actually heard that before, but I always thought it's just an interior design tip.
Right.
I think it's rooted in ancient wisdom.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense.
It does.
But what if the layout of my bedroom doesn't really allow for that ideal placement?
There are always adjustments you can make.
Okay.
For example,
yeah.
if your bed has to be in line with the door, you can place a screen or a tall piece of furniture between them to soften the energy flow.
Okay.
And a strategically placed mirror can also help to redirect the energy and give you a better view of the entryway.
clever solutions.
Yeah.
Okay, so bed placement is key.
Uh-huh.
What other bedroom elements should we pay attention to?
Electronics are a big one.
Okay.
While we all love our devices,
right,
they emit electromagnetic energy,
yeah,
that can interfere with sleep and relaxation.
Okay.
So in feng shui,
yeah,
we aim to minimize their presence in the bedroom,
okay,
as much as possible.
So no more late night scrolling in bed.
Ideally not.
That's going to be tough, but I'm willing to try it for the sake of better sleep.
Yes.
What else can we do to create a sense of calm and tranquility in the bedroom?
Colors play a significant role.
Colors, okay.
Warm, inviting colors are great for shared spaces.
Uh-huh.
But in the bedroom,
yeah,
you want to create a serene and restful atmosphere.
Right.
So opt for soft, muted tones.
Right.
Like blues, greens, and earth tones.
Okay.
Which are associated with peace and relaxation.
Got it. So maybe swap out those vibrant red sheets for something a little more calming.
Yes.
I do love the idea of a soothing color palette.
Yeah.
What about lighting?
Okay.
I'm a big fan of string lights for a cozy ambiance, but are they a feng shui no-no?
Well, they might be fun for other spaces.
Right.
In the bedroom, you want to avoid overly stimulating lighting, especially in the evenings.
Okay.
So aim for soft, warm lighting.
Okay.
Using bedside lamps or dimmer switches to create a relaxing mood as you wind down for the night.
Okay. I'm making a mental note to switch out those bright white bulbs.
Good.
For something softer.
Yeah.
What about clutter?
Hmm.
It seems like a recurring theme in feng shui.
Clutter creates stagnation.
Okay.
In any space.
Right.
But it's especially detrimental in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Where we want to encourage restful energy.
Uh-huh.
So yes.
Okay.
Do your best to keep surfaces clear.
Right.
Clothes put away.
Okay.
And unnecessary items out of sight.
So that floor drobe definitely needs to go.
Probably.
Any other tips for promoting restful sleep?
Since you mentioned difficulty sleeping,
yeah,
let's look at how the Bagua map and the five elements can be used to enhance your bedroom.
Okay.
If you overlay the Bagua map onto your bedroom floor plan, the area furthest from the door in the center is the health zone.
Okay, the health zone.
And this is a great place to focus on incorporating earth elements to promote stability and groundedness.
Okay, so maybe a square rug made from natural fibers.
Yes.
Some grounding crystals on the nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
And a few plants in ceramic pots.
Exactly. You're getting the hang of this.
Okay.
And don't forget about incorporating elements that resonate with you personally. If a certain color or object makes you feel calm and peaceful, include it in your bedroom decor.
I love that it's not just about rigid rules.
Right.
But also about personalizing the space to make it truly your own.
Exactly.
Now, we've talked about creating a restful space for ourselves.
Yes.
But what about feng shui for relationships?
That's a great segue.
Okay.
We can absolutely use feng shui principles to foster harmony in our relationships.
Okay.
Remember that Southwest sector we talked about earlier?
Right.
The one associated with love and partnerships?
Right.
That's where we'll focus our attention.
Okay. I'm ready to dive into the love zone.
Good.
What can we do to feng shui our way
to
more fulfilling relationships?
First, remember the importance of decluttering.
Decluttering, okay.
This applies to relationships as well.
Interesting.
Clearing clutter from shared spaces can symbolically represent letting go of past hurts.
Oh, wow.
And creating space for new positive energy.
So no more arguing over whose turn it is to tidy up.
It's about creating a sense of shared responsibility.
Okay.
And a harmonious environment where both partners feel comfortable and at ease.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What else can we do to enhance the love and partnership area?
Think about incorporating elements that symbolize love and connection.
Okay.
Artwork depicting happy couples, images of hearts or intertwined vines, and paired objects like candlesticks or statuettes can all enhance the energy of this area.
I am already picturing a romantic still life with paired candles and a vase full of pink roses.
Sounds nice.
What about colors?
Mm.
I'm guessing red is a good choice for this area.
Red is certainly associated with passion and romance.
Right.
But it can also be a bit too stimulating for the bedroom.
Okay.
Soft pinks and peaches, on the other hand, are more calming and nurturing.
Okay. Soft pinks and peaches it is.
Right?
Are there any specific trigram animals or elements that we should focus on in the relationship zone?
The Southwest area is associated with the Kun trigram. Whose element is earth.
Okay.
And whose animal is the mother.
The mother represents nurturing stability.
Okay.
And unconditional love.
Interesting.
So you might want to think about incorporating elements that evoke those qualities.
So maybe some soft plush textures.
Uh-huh.
Cozy throws.
Yeah.
Artwork featuring nurturing scenes.
Exactly.
Okay.
And remember, intention is key.
Right.
As you make these adjustments to your space.
Uh-huh.
Visualize the love and harmony you want to cultivate in your relationships.
This is making me realize that feng shui isn't just about decorating.
Right.
It's about aligning our physical environment with our deepest desires.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
It is. Mm. And speaking of aligning our environment with our desires, have you ever thought about how feng shui can be applied to our workspaces?
Actually, now that you mention it, our source article does touch on that briefly.
Okay.
But before we move on to the office,
okay,
let's take a quick pause and come back ready to explore how we can feng shui our way to career success. Sounds good.
All right. We've explored how feng shui can help us create a restful bedroom.
Right.
And a harmonious love life.
Uh-huh.
Now let's turn our attention to the career front.
Okay.
Can feng shui really help us climb the ladder?
Mm.
And achieve our professional goals.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Remember, feng shui is all about optimizing the energy flow in any space.
Right.
And that includes our workspaces.
Okay.
By intentionally arranging our office furniture and incorporating specific elements, we can create an environment that supports productivity, creativity, and overall success.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Where do we begin when it comes to feng shuiing our offices?
So the placement of your desk is crucial.
Okay.
Similar to the bed in the bedroom.
Right.
You want your desk in a commanding position.
Okay.
Where you can see the door, but aren't directly in line with it.
Okay.
This allows you to receive energy and opportunities as they come in without feeling overwhelmed or vulnerable.
So being able to see who's coming in, but not being in the direct line of fire.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What about the rest of the office furniture?
Okay.
Any guidelines there?
It's best to avoid having sharp corners pointing directly at your desk.
Okay.
As this can create cutting chi.
Oh.
Which can lead to stress and tension.
Okay.
So opt for rounded edges whenever possible.
All right.
And aim for a clear flow of movement
around
your workspace.
Got it. Rounded edges and open pathways for good energy flow.
Exactly.
What about incorporating those five elements we discussed earlier?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Remember, each element has specific qualities that we can use to enhance different aspects of our work life.
Okay.
For example, the wood element.
Wood element.
Represents growth and expansion.
Right.
So incorporating plants or wooden furniture in your office can symbolize upward momentum.
Okay.
And career advancement.
So if I'm aiming for a promotion, a few strategically placed plants could give my career a boost.
It couldn't hurt.
All right.
You might also consider incorporating the water element,
okay,
which is associated with wisdom and flow to enhance communication and intuition in your work.
Okay.
A small fountain.
Right.
Or artwork featuring calming blues and blacks could be beneficial.
Okay. Plants for growth, water for flow.
Yes.
What about the metal element?
Mm.
Where would that come in handy in an office setting?
Well, metal is all about clarity.
Okay.
Focus and efficiency.
Right.
So incorporating metal objects like a desk lamp.
Okay.
Or a pen holder.
Uh-huh.
Or using white and gray colors in your decor.
Right.
Can enhance mental acuity.
Okay.
And help you stay organized and productive.
So maybe swapping out my cluttered desk organizer for a sleek metal one could help me get my to-do list under control.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And remember, decluttering is always a good idea.
Right.
In any feng shui practice.
Right.
A clear space equals a clear mind, which is essential for productivity and creativity.
All right. Clutter-free desk check.
Good.
Now, we can't talk about career success without mentioning money.
Right.
Does feng shui have any tips for attracting wealth and abundance in our work?
It certainly does.
Right.
Remember that southeast area of your home or office associated with wealth and prosperity.
Okay.
That's where we'll focus our attention.
Okay. So back to the southeast corner.
Yes.
How do we activate this zone for financial success?
As we discussed earlier, the southeast is connected to the sun trigram,
okay,
represented by the dragon.
Dragon.
And the wood element,
okay,
to enhance this area.
Right.
You might incorporate healthy plants, especially those that grow upwards,
okay,
symbolizing increasing wealth.
Interesting.
The color purple is also associated with abundance.
Okay.
So you could add a touch of purple to this area.
Okay.
Through artwork or accessories.
So a lush green plant in a purple pot.
That would work.
I'm liking this already. You could also incorporate symbols of wealth and prosperity.
Right.
That resonate with you personally.
Mm-hmm.
This could be anything from a lucky bamboo plant,
yeah,
to a picture of my dream vacation home.
Exactly.
I love that Feng Shui allows for personal touches and meaningful symbols.
Right.
It's not just about following a set of rules.
Mm.
It's about creating a space that truly reflects,
yeah,
our aspirations and intentions.
I agree.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive.
It has.
Into the fascinating world of Feng Shui.
It is fascinating.
I'm feeling inspired and empowered,
okay,
to start making some changes to my own space.
Wonderful.
Any final words of wisdom for our listeners,
mm-hmm,
before we wrap things up?
Remember, Feng Shui is a personal practice.
Okay.
So trust your intuition.
Right.
And experiment with what feels right for you.
Uh-huh.
Start with small changes.
Okay.
Observe how they impact your energy and well-being.
Yeah.
And gradually incorporate more principles as you become comfortable.
That's great advice. And remember, even small adjustments,
yeah,
can make a big difference in shifting the energy of your space and your life.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this journey of exploration.
It's been a pleasure.
May your chi flow freely.
Yes.
And your spaces radiate positive energy.
I like